Believe it or not, 2020 only has a few weeks left, and then it is gone. And a lot of you are hearing that, and you're probably rejoicing wherever you're listening to this podcast. But my question to you is this: are you ready for 2021? More importantly, are you ready for the web design trends of 2021? Because they are coming hard and fast, and you don't want to be left behind. But thankfully, we're going to talk about it on this episode. Are you ready for the 2021 web design trends that you don't want to miss? Okay, here we go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Self-Made Web Designer Podcast. So good to have you here again this week, and what a week it has been. But I gotta say it, I missed you. I'm glad that you're here. You know, trends are something that are super important to be aware of as a web designer. There's something that clients will ask you about, and there's something that clients will look for in your designs. And by no means do you have to be a trend setter, although some of you out there probably are, you little devils, wink, wink. But at the same time, it's important to have a general grasp of what they are and a general sense of how to be able to implement them in your web designs. It can be the difference between whether or not a client hires you or doesn't. So we're going to take this episode and we're going to talk about some pretty cool trends that I am seeing coming down the pike for 2021. If you want to follow along and see some images of some of the web design trends that I'm going to be talking about, go to selfmadewebdesigner.com and find this episode. It's titled Important 2021 Web Design Trends You Don't Want to Miss. All right, without further ado, are you ready for the important 2021 web design trends that you don't want to miss? Okay, here we go. The first trend that I'm seeing a lot of is something I call flat 3D objects. A long time ago, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, right around the year 2000, computers began to get a little bit more powerful. And designers took that power and used it to do some pretty cool stuff that they had never done before. They started making their designs more realistic. And so you see a lot of that in the early icons from the MacBooks that we used to use. And so they'd have a lot of gradients, they'd have depths, they'd have shadows, they'd look somewhat real. Well, not too long after that trend happened, along came flat design. And flat design was a juxtaposition to the realistic design that we saw in web design trends in the early 2000s. Flat design is, like its name, just kind of flat. It's 2D, it's real simple. It doesn't look like you can reach out and grab it as if it were a real object. Well, something that's happened recently is web designers have started to mix those two concepts. They've started to mix realism and flat design to come up with what I call flat 3D objects. So you see them all over the place. They're not necessarily 3D objects that look realistic. They're pretty simple, but they have a shape to them. They have a look to it that makes it look like it could be an object on your table. Some of them are pretty cool and they even look kind of like cartoon designs, but this is a pretty cool trend that I'm beginning to see pop up a lot more amongst web designers. And some of you are probably thinking, okay, that's cool, but how do I implement these flat 3D designs in my own web designs? Well, the program that I like to use is called Dimensions. And it's obviously by my favorite suite of all time, Adobe Suite. And it's fairly easy to use and actually interacts well with Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. So if you're familiar with that world, Dimensions will be a little bit easier for you to pick up. And obviously, there's a lot of great tutorials out there for you to learn. If you're not keen on Adobe, there are other platforms out there that are just as easy to use and have a lot of tutorials as well. Another trend that I'm seeing in 2021 web design trends are typography heavy pages. In years past, it was unthinkable to have a website that didn't have at least one photo, possibly two, three, or four photos per section on a web page. But recently, I've seen quite a few really cool websites that hardly have any photos or designs outside of the text. And that's not to say that the text is simple and it's boring. No, quite the contrary. Web designers are using text in really unique ways. They're making the text spin. They're putting it in a circle. They're using different weights and different sizes of text to draw the user's eyes to where they want them to go. And this is a really cool trend to try to practice as well, especially if you've kind of leaned on graphics or images to make your web designs stand out. So something that you can do is to challenge yourself to base a web design completely on typography without it being super boring. And do that enough times and you'll start to get really good at using typography for your designs. And this gives you a full set of tools to be able to use whenever you're building something for a client or you're in a pickle and don't necessarily know how to solve a design problem. It just gives you another tool in your tool belt that you can use, and you don't have to always lean back on the strength of an image or some type of graphic design. The third web design trend that I'm seeing happen in 2021 are what I call the two extremes. And a lot of times when I see websites, they're either one end of the spectrum. They're either really minimalistic or they're really maximalistic. Is that a word? I don't know. I think you understand what I'm talking about. There's a lot of stuff on the web pages. So the minimalistic websites have a lot of blank, white, and open space, right? There's a little bit of text, there's a little bit of image, but for the most part, you just see a lot of nothing. And it's really cool and it's really kind of striking. It makes you really think about the intentionality of every single element that is being used on the web page. On the opposite pole, the other end of the spectrum is a more maximalist type of web design. And this is where the page is flooded with all sorts of different elements. There's animations going on. There's stuff that's scrolling. There's parallax effects. There's scribble. There's different images. There's text that is going in circles like the typography-based web design that we talked about. It's really kind of a cool response to the minimalistic idea that web design has really been focused on for the last few years. And you see this with a lot of sites that are more for younger-based audiences, right? The folks who were raised with a device in their hand, learning how to use the internet well before they learned how to use the potty, okay? A lot like my kids. Like, they're looking to be constantly entertained. They're looking for flashy things that keep their attention at all times. And that's what the maximalist web design trend is trying to accomplish. It's trying to keep people's attention and keep them engaged. But whatever it is, there always seems to be kind of the polar trend. You'll see websites that are really kind of one end of the spectrum or another. Another trend for 2021 is accessibility. And it's something that has been talked about more and more as web designers. If you're unfamiliar with the term, accessibility in web design is creating a site, an app, or a software, or whatever, in such a way that someone with a disability would be able to easily use or navigate through it. So accessibility is thinking about your web designs from the perspective of someone who might be visually impaired or physically handicapped. So making sure that you're writing alt tags for all of your images, making sure that you're considering someone who might have a difficult time pressing a small button on a mobile phone to click on a link, like it's thinking of them in the designs that you're creating. It's considering what they might be dealing with when they're interacting with your design. And here's the truth. Accessibility shouldn't be a trend. And I think you all will probably agree with me on that. Accessibility is something that we should constantly strive for. We should always try to be inclusive in the designs that we are creating for everyone. And we should be advocates with our clients for people who might struggle with things like that. But despite the fact that it should always be trending, it's become more of a hot button issue lately. And that's kind of a good thing. It's building awareness and it's increasing the conversation around accessibility on the internet. There's a couple of great resources for accessibility on the web. The first one is the mother of all WWWs, W3.org. And the other is from ADA.gov. Go there and check out some really good principles for accessibility on the internet. Number five, the next 2021 web design trend that I'm seeing is something I call mixed media. And you're probably familiar with the idea of mixed media if you've been around art or design at all. It's not a new term. In fact, it started back in 1912, and it's been used by great artists like Pablo Picasso. And the core, really simple concept is that you mix any kind of element that is different from one another together to make art or design. And so you're taking photos and you're painting on top of it, or you're mixing different photos that are cut out together and you're putting them to make one collage. Or maybe you're taking shapes and putting it on top of text or another image. But it's just being really creative with all different sorts of design. And web designers aren't going quite as far as typical mixed media artists would go. They're being much more conservative in what they're doing. So you might have a image with the background cropped out and a few graphic design elements like some shapes or different types of brushes put on top of it. But it's a really cool way to create some visual interest and spruce up what might be some boring photos. So this is a great way if you've got bad photos from clients or you haven't gotten much from the photography department to be able to work with to make the design interesting. You can take whatever you've been given and you can mix in some graphic design elements to spruce it up and make it visually interesting. Finally, number six is something I call Bauhaus patterns. And I hope I'm saying that right. Please don't crucify me if I'm not. The Bauhaus movement actually came from a design school in Germany called the Bauhaus School. It was founded in 1912, and it's actually had a really big impact on the design community as a whole. If you were to see Bauhaus pieces or Bauhaus designs, you would instantaneously recognize them because they are everywhere. And Bauhaus patterns are typically geometric shapes that are pieced together like patchwork. And each of the shapes have different complementary colors that are pretty fun to look at. And the shapes could be a quarter piece of a circle or a square that's all pieced together in some straight lines or some polka dots. And it's really fun and really cool to look at. And web designers are using these in all sorts of ways on websites. They're taking the varied colors and patterns and adding an extra layer of texture to the design to make it more interesting and appealing. And this is another way to use design when you don't have great photos to work with. You can take these shapes and add some interest to keep users engaged with you without having to have a ton of strength in the photos that you have. Well, there you have it. There's the six web design trends that I am seeing for 2021. And I want to take a second and just address the idea of creativity when it comes to clients. Because inevitably, as we've talked about on this podcast before, your number one job is to serve the goal of the client first. It's never for you to use your designs to show off to the world. No, your goal is to serve the people that are paying you to do the job that you are doing. Sometimes that means making really pretty designs that are super creative and out of the box and in line with the trends. And sometimes that means tampering down your creative edge. But I want to encourage you, no matter who you're working with, always try to push yourself creatively. And one of the best ways to do that is with the trends that are coming down the pike. Or is it pipe? You know what? I don't know. But the bottom line is being familiar with trends enough to be able to have a conversation with a client about them is a super important aspect of being a freelance web designer. Well, I hope you got a lot out of this week's episode. I hope that you are encouraged with some different design trends that are happening. And who knows, maybe one day you will be the trendsetter and some guy on a podcast called Self-Made Web Designer will be talking about the trends that you are putting into place and everybody is loving. But no matter what, keep pushing yourself and keep trying to be more creative in absolutely everything that you do. Well, next week, we're going to have another fantastic episode. It's coming down the pipe or the pike or whatever it is that you're supposed to call it, but it's going to be a good one. I hope you stay up with me next Wednesday at midnight. It is going to drop and you are not going to want to miss it. Until then, don't forget, if you don't quit, you win.